Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Ricky?
Yeah.
Hi, Ricky from ARL on behalf of the Department of Human Services. How are you?
Good.
That's good to hear. Ricky, I'll just let you know this call may be recorded for quality training and record keeping purposes. Now, just to make sure I have got the right person, can you please confirm for me your full name, address, and date of birth? May I please have the state and postcode? And Ricky, just your middle name, sorry.
David.
Perfect, thank you for that. So, Ricky, the reason I'm getting in contact with you today is in relation to an outstanding balance you have owing to Centrelink. The amount
Yeah.
outstanding is $5,437.96. It is overdue, which is why it was referred to us for collection by the Department of Human Services back in December last year. Are you able to pay that amount in full today so that I can stop
Nope.
collections activity on your account?
Nope, not a hope. And I've been speaking to Centrelink about this. Obviously, it's one of those bloody robo-debt things where they take it over 26 weeks. The payments I were getting were over 3 years. So I am currently talking with my bank, trying to get all the payment details to sort it out with Centrelink.
So, have you put in a claim with Centrelink? Like, are you actually disputing the amount outstanding? Is that what you mean, Ricky?
Yep.
Okay, so have you lodged a claim with them, or you've just been talking about it?
I've been talking to them on the phone about it. They called me and I talked to them about it. I actually had two phone calls with them about it.
Okay, so if you have a claim in place, then we can hold collections activity while we wait for the outcome of that claim, or the dispute or the appeal, whatever you would like to call it. But
Yep.
there needs to be something in place with a appeal number or a dispute number, in order for us to hold collections, because we need to be able to reconcile that with Centrelink. You don't have any of those yet, is what I'm
No.
understanding.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but no, I don't have anything in front of me.
Okay, so what I would recommend, Ricky, is setting up a payment arrangement in the meantime while you decide whether you are going to, lodge the appeal with Centrelink. The thing is that you have been getting charged interest on the outstanding balance since December when it was referred to us, because Centrelink does reserve the right to charge you interest on the outstanding balance. So it is actually getting larger with time. So far you've paid about $100 in, sorry, actually it's a little more than that, in interest.
Yeah,
So if
well,
I pop you on a payment arrangement, it can stop the interest charges from accruing.
right at the moment, about the most I could afford is about $5 a week.
So, are you working at the moment, Ricky?
Yeah, and it's about to finish. I've got one more week and the work will be finished because it's only seasonal.
Okay, right. So, look, I think that we should get it set up because if, say, for example, in the hypothetical that Centrelink does find that you didn't owe any of the amount outstanding, they'll actually reimburse you for the money that you've paid. But the flip side of that is if, you are already starting to make payments towards the outstanding balance, which is, a step in the right direction to getting it resolved completely. Excuse me. So what I'll do is, in order to accept $5, I'm going to need to ask you a couple of questions to see if you are eligible for a hardship arrangement, which would allow me to accept less than the threshold amount required, Ricky. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so how much are you getting paid on a weekly or fortnightly basis?
Weekly.
All right, so how much are you earning each week?
Well, it varies every week.
What's a range?
Anywhere between.
Okay. But it's seasonal work.
Yeah.
So that stops next week.
Yeah, possibly. I could go longer. It may stop. I just don't know. All depends on the weather and everything else. So.
Right. What are you doing?
Truck driving.
Okay. All right. So look, I've just popped down here that it is seasonal and that work may or may not continue beyond next week. All right. So do you have any loans or sort of pay things that you're paying off at the moment?
Yeah, I have a credit card and a mortgage.
Okay. So with the credit card, how much are you paying off on a regular basis?
Oh, about a week, I think.
And then what about your mortgage?
That's a week.
Okay. And do you have car insurance, car loan, petrol? What about that sort of stuff?
Well, I have insurance and fuel costs, obviously. Yeah.
Yep. How much is your car insurance?
Yes, sir.
Year, did you say?
Yeah.
And how much are you spending on petrol each week? Okay, and what about your utilities bills, like electricity, gas?
Don't have them.
Okay. Are you off the grid?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What else? Groceries, how much are you spending there?
Oh, that very thought, hey? Oh.
All right, and mobile internet.
Yeah, month.
For both? Okay, and do you have any dependents?
No.
All right, anything else you think I've missed, Ricky?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right, you just need to give me a minute. I'm just going to work this out, okay? Okay, so Ricky, just work this out quickly, and I calculated it based on working week, so that's the bottom end of the sort of range that you gave me. And according to the cost that we've worked out, you do still have a surplus of about $238 after factoring in the costs of, the credit card, mortgage, car insurance, petrol, groceries, phone, and internet. So,
Never seen end up with that much, but anyway, yeah, go on.
yeah, so unfortunately, on that basis, you won't qualify for a hardship arrangement. Hardship arrangements are reserved for people that are, in, really sort of dire financial circumstances. Maybe they have, exorbitant medical costs that they're working through. Maybe they've come from a sort of violent, home environment, things like that. So unfortunately, just based on the earnings that you've provided to me and the cost that you've also provided to me, your situation doesn't fall within that bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So would you, and based on the amount outstanding, the threshold payment we would require would be $50 a week. So even after that, based on the cost that we've worked out, if we factor in an extra 50, you're still going to have $188 week on week, assuming that you've earned.
Yeah, so if I did that, then work finishes next week, then what? Because I could take 2 or 3 weeks to find more work.
Yep, so what you could do is you could always give us a bell and decrease your cost based on that, because I have noted here that your work may or may not continue beyond next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I can put a note here that you may, if the work stops, you may need to reduce your weekly balances, your weekly payments, and I've already noted down all your costs here. But in terms of what you're earning right now, I won't be able to put you on the hardship arrangement. So even if it is, you know, 1 or 2 weeks, it's the $50 payment, you can call us back and say that your circumstances have changed and that you need to lower your payments.
All right. Now, next question.
It's yes.
Tax time isn't that far away. When I do my tax return, I'll take this and that, won't they?
So that is something. I mean, you can preference that. By all means, you can contact Centrelink or the Department of Human Services and say that you want it taken out of your tax. The thing is, though, Ricky, that because there's still, what, two-ish months until tax time, if I didn't put you in an arrangement, you'd be paying interest. So the outstanding balance would be growing over the next 2 months, and you've already paid about $183 in interest.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do... is I'm going to leave it till tax time. I'm going to talk to Centrelink about it. Because by that stage, I'll probably have all the bank statements I need. I'll pretty much wipe the debt anyway.
Ricky, I'd really advise you against that, just because if you don't set up an arrangement today, we have to continue collections activity. And beyond that, if you, without an arrangement in place, you are vulnerable to further undertakings by the Department of Human Services. So that includes garnishee action, where they withhold money from your income or your tax. They can stop you from travelling overseas. They can refer your case for possible legal action. And again, those interest charges on the outstanding balance. So if you're in an arrangement now for the next 2 months, that would ensure that your balance only goes down, not up. Whereas if you don't enter into an arrangement with us now, over the next, you know, however long, we will have to continue contacting you by phone and mail, and you would be liable for any of those undertakings that the Department of Human Services may choose to apply. So...
Well, I think I'll just take that on the chin, because if I start paying, it's going to be months before I get it back when I prove that it's wrong. And they're not going to give back interest, are they?
So, look, what I can do is we can set up the arrangement, but we can also hold collections while there's an appeal in place. Okay? So if you lodge a claim with them, with Centrelink, you need to get the claim number and call us back and give us that claim number, and we can hold collections pending that outcome. You will still be charged interest, is my understanding, while that claim is underway, but it would just stop you from getting the calls and letters from us in the meantime. So what do you want to do, Ricky?
But what I'm trying to say is I'm being charged interest, and if claim's proven that it's wrong, I don't get that back, do I? Like, they're not going to pay me or give me back the interest or whatever, are they?
I just can't comment on that because I simply don't know. But I would certainly, you know, I certainly think it's a good idea that you should feel empowered to review the amount outstanding. I think that is a good idea. But the only way to stop those interest charges accruing is by entering into a payment arrangement. And like I said, you know, if for whatever reason they find that you do owe the outstanding balance, at least you've already started making payments towards it. Like if you start now making $50 a week, by tax time, you could have paid, you know, $400 on the outstanding balance.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm also thinking that if something goes wrong, like I need to buy tyres from a car or something, and I haven't got that money because Centrelink you've got it.
Okay, well, look, what I can do is, if since your work is seasonal, I can put you on a hardship arrangement, Ricky. But, you know, I've given you all the options that I can possibly offer you in terms of furthering your situation for the better. So you need to decide what you're going to do to help yourself as well. So do you want to go on the payment arrangement? Do you want to be making regular payments to the outstanding balance?
Right at the moment, no, I don't. Who is ARL? Is that like a debt collection agency or something?
Yeah, so the account has been referred to us for collections. So, Ricky, if you're not going to enter into an arrangement...
What do you mean referred to you? Has ARL bought the
Centrelink still own the debt. We are just collecting it on their behalf. That's all. It's still a government-owned debt. So... we've just commenced collections activities for them now. But in terms of those undertakings that I mentioned to you, they reserve the right to, you know, charge you interest, garnish your income or your tax, refer you for legal action or stop you from travelling overseas. So, Ricky, if you're not going to enter into a payment arrangement today, then I don't think there's anything else I can do for you, unfortunately. I have outlined those consequences for you. I've also presented you with a number of different options in order to help your situation. So unfortunately, if you don't want to accept any of those, then I won't be able to help you today. And you will be liable for any of those undertakings by DHS as well as that collection activity from us, okay?
Yep, righto. Well, I'm just going to leave it at that because I just can't do it.
So, okay, well, like I said, we can look at accepting lower payments from you, and I would recommend that you do, you know, appeal that outstanding balance in the meantime, but if you're not willing to make any payments at all, then unfortunately I won't be able to help you today, all right?
But didn't you just tell me you couldn't do lower payments? It had to be 50 a week?
Yeah, so then I said, Ricky, that if... it's going to, I'm not going to make the situation harder for you if you don't believe that seasonal work is going to be renewed on the other side of next week, then I can accept less from you based on what you're able to afford. So do you want to make...
So you can do the 5 of the week at the moment?
I think that, look, based on your situation though, I think $5 is... I think you can afford more than the $5 based on what we've worked out.
Oh, what about 10?
So,
I'm just thinking, if something happens and I need money and I haven't got it, I'm stuck. I can't even get to work then when I do get more work.
Can you do 15 a week?
Yeah, right, I'll start off on that.
Okay. So with your first payment, so I can do 15 weekly, but with your first payment, would you be able to pay $23.96 just so I can balance your account and get rid of that extra sort of dollars and cents that are sitting there?
Yeah.
Sorry, $22.96.
Yeah.
Okay, can you make that payment with me today over the phone?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then when can you make your first payment? What day do you normally get paid?
On Friday.
Alright, so do you want to do these by BPAY or direct debit?
BPAY.
Alright, so what I'll do, so today's payment we'll do over the phone, but otherwise I'm going to SMS you our BPAY details, and then you can set up a recurring payment on your end for each Friday. So that means that next Friday, which is the 17th, you'll have a $15 payment falling due, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Now, before we do this, this in no way makes me sort of like admitting that I
No,
the debt.
No, not at all. All right. So, again, like, as I've explained to you, we really encourage you to make payments towards the balance, but by making that payment, it's no way that you're admitting fault or anything like that. It's not going to affect the outcome of your dispute if you choose to raise one.
Right.
You don't need to worry about that.
Yep. Okay, then.
Alrighty. So, would you like an SMS reminder in the day before each payment falls due?
Oh, no, I'll put it on the bank list and it'll just come up and tell me.
Alright, no problem. Just saving this in our computer system now. Ricky, do you want a letter in the mail outlining the arrangement we've set up?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure thing. So you're still at that address that you referred you confirmed at the start of the call?
Yeah, can I give you a different mailing address?
Okay.
I don't always get my mail. Sometimes it disappears. If I send it to a friend's place, I know I'll get it.
So, I just, because it's a, sensitive mail, I wouldn't want to send it to any address that isn't your own. If you are having problems with that address, I only recommend that you get in contact with Australia Post to confirm, to identify why you're having any issues with receiving your mail.
Yeah, righto. All right. No worries.
Okay, so, Ricky, with the $22.96 today, have you got a Visa or MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Is it a debit or credit card? Right. I do need to let you know, though, that if we don't receive a payment from you when it falls due, that means that your hardship arrangement has defaulted. It is broken, and we have to resume collections activity, okay?
Yeah.
Now, because I have placed you on a hardship arrangement, we may get in contact with you in 3 months' time just to check in on your circumstances and see whether you are able to increase your payments, okay?
Yeah.
Now, that one's gone through all fine. Do you want to write down your receipt number?
No, it's all right. The bank will send me one.
All right. Okay, perfect. Well, Ricky, that means that your balance has been reduced down to $5,415, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your next payment after that, it'll be $5,400.
Yep.
All right, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Sorry,
all right, perfect.
I wasn't trying to give you a hard time either. I was just...
No, look, I understand. And look, on the flip side, I don't want to make your situation hard by any means. I just want to make sure that, you can live a life on the other side of this debt, okay? So, anyway, glad we've been able to set that arrangement up. If you have any problems, Ricky, you just give us a ring, okay?
No worries.
All right, thanks for your time. You enjoy your Friday.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.